And that was a segment from a new one by Mark McGuire called Nothing Personal. We are signing off. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This was Mantis Cabinet. We are available for downloadable audio podcasting. This next one is called Jesus is Real, and it is from the Smithsonian Folkways collection. Next up, we have The Rib. Stay tuned for that. And there should be a few shows coming up here soon. We will have a lovely cathartic Valentine's Day show for you, but nothing romantic.
Welcome to The Rib on CITR. This is your host, Robin. I have a pretty good show for you today. I'm not going to start with my feature album like I usually do, but I will let you know about that, too. I do have a feature. I don't think I did last week, but I will start with a Ikue Mori album. It's called Garden. It's actually a little bit older than the one I have played previously. This is from 96. I borrowed it from a friend, and I have to return it today, so I thought I would play it while I could. He had seen her live, which is I'm so jealous. And I'm wondering if there is a chance that she is still touring. I don't know. I have to look that up. But anyway, this is the first track off her album Garden. It's called The Pit and the Pendulum.
Thank you.
Okay. So I just looked up Ikue Mori's website and looked at some performance possibilities. And unless you're going to be in New York in March, where she is playing three shows, you will not be seeing her. Damn. Everything is going on in New York. But there's a lot going on here, too, and I have a lot of concerts to let you know about, which I will do shortly. First, I do want to play a few tracks by Yellow Thief. My feature today is on Poib Fair, who I've seen play a few times in Vancouver, and he's a pretty interesting musician, very creative, and he sent me some things, and here's Yellow Thief, one of his projects. And I don't know a whole lot about them, but I can tell you that they will be playing tomorrow, I believe. Actually, no. Hold on for a second. Yellow Thief is a project of his that he's also taking to New York and back. Oh, maybe he can see Ikue Mori. They are recording a new album with Colin Marsden at Menegroth, the Thousand Caves studio. So, but Yellow Thief, I have some stats up from their MySpace page. Let's see. Yellow Thief Party was established on September 16th, 2008. Yellow Thief announces their attacks but remains unseen. Yellow Thief is from the planet Arithalem in the Num galaxy. Yellow Thief lacks patience for most Earthlings, etc. They're really crazy, really fast. I think him and a drummer. Really fast, short, like, minute-long songs or less. I can't find the drummer's name here, but I'll play three tracks. Flagstraction Fuderi, I don't know what they're called. Lublinians, and Quicken Rivers. So here's the first one. We'll be right back. Okay. So, that's Yellow Thief. They're super entertaining live. Poib, who is, if you're just tuning in, guitarist in Yellow Thief. It's one of his projects. He is hosting audio, or no, he's putting on Audio Hallucinations number 12, which is at the Nyala African Ethiopian restaurant on Main, just south of King Ed. And it's tomorrow, starts at 9, covers $5. They have good food, they have drinks, you know, it's all ages as well. Who's playing? There's a 110011010 trio. Amour de Cosmos, Action by Havoc, Shrunken Head Committee, Goose Rain. Yeah, show starts at 9. So it should be good. I would probably bring earplugs. I don't know. I'm really into earplugs, and I feel like it doesn't take away from your experience. Because, well, I don't know. I know a lot of people are, like, haters on earplugs, but I want to enjoy the music. It gets so loud in the Audio Hallucinations. So, just a note. Next up, I'm going to play one more track by Poib Fair. And I'm going to do one of his tracks called Trout Storm, which is from Audio Hallucinations number 2. And it was recorded live. Poib's playing electric guitar with some processing. And then Dalmuffs is playing drums. So we'll check this out. Thank you.
News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, so I told you I would let you know about some things that are coming up in town here. There's a lot coming. First of all, Vancouver Pro Musica wants to announce that Canadian composer and educator R. Murray Schafer is their composer in residence for the Sonic Boom Festival in this year. And there are a couple of events. The Sonic Boom Festival runs from the 24th to the 27th of March at the Western Front. And there are also some things happening earlier. At the UBC School of Music on the 18th of March from 1:30 to 3, there is a composer-performer workshop with Mr. Schafer, and a week later, Mr. Schafer's works also being performed by students of the school. Also on March 22nd, Murray Schafer is presenting a musical work by another composer. They don't even say who is most influential for his own development. There's a whole bunch of things that Pro Musica is doing with R. Murray Schafer here. I would probably go to their website for a full calendar. Also, Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret is presenting the Hard Times Hit Parade, which is running from the 24th of February until March 18th. This is a must-see, in my opinion. A must-see. Tickets are now on sale. It's a big, big theater piece of 14 full-length interactive shows about the Depression Recession area dance deliriums. They used to hold these dance competitions where people would basically dance for as long as they could until they dropped. So yeah, it'll be really, really, really good. They put on like a really exciting, great, involved show. It's always so entertaining. So definitely check that out. And where can you buy tickets? Okay, let's see. You can get tickets at a webpage which is loading and not available for me. Oh, you can go to their website, dustyflowerpot.org. All the information will be up for you there. What else? There is so much. Okay, someone wanted me to let you know there is going to be a No One Is Illegal Vancouver Coast Salish Territories march to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Racism on March 20th. And they're going to meet at 2 p.m. at the Waterfront SkyTrain station. Also, what else? Firebird, the Turning Point Ensemble, is putting on at the Culch from the 2nd to the 5th of March an event. You should check that out. Push Festival, check that out too. And also Vancouver New Music has a whole bunch of stuff going on. There's Love Songs that they're doing. And then there's Sonic Tonic, which is three different concerts going on through March. Both of those should be really interesting. I think Love Songs is a one-person opera, a solo opera, and Sonic Tonic is three different concerts. So, okay, I'm going to stop it there. I'm going to play some music now. Just, like, looking through all this stuff here. What I'm going to play for you now is... it's from a live album by Kanono No. 1, live at Cooler Cafe, which was actually nominated for a Grammy, I think, at one point. This came out only a few years ago, not too long ago. But Kanono is a group from Congo. They've been around playing together for like 40 years. And I have another album here that has a whole bunch of music that other artists, other rock artists, have like taken from Kanono's music, or like done a cover, or done a reworking, or done a new piece of music inspired by, for example. So I have two. I'm going to play one that Deerhoof does, and I'm going to play one that Mikachu and the Shapes do. But first, I need to give you some context, so I'm going to play Simba and Suzy from this live album by the band Kanono No. 1. By the way, all of the covers that I will be playing, or reworkings, whatever, are actually taken from a different album of Kanono No. 1. It's called Congotronics, but sadly, I do not have that. So I will be playing this first. Enjoy. We'll be right back. So, a little more intro before I go into it. Crammed Records put out a series of Congotronics, which was traditional modern music of the Congolese bands who played traditional music electrified, and that really influenced a lot of artists, so that's how this collection got put together. So this next track is actually the first of the whole collection, and it's put together by Deerhoof. And they're actually doing a Kazai All-Stars track. Mika Chuho, Play Next, is the one who's actually doing the Konono track. Yeah, they're awesome. And Deerhoof was so entertaining. So I decided I would play theirs anyway. So here's that. And then following that, I will go right into the next one, which is done by Mika Chu. Okay, and the first one is called Travel Broadens the Mind. After that, you'll hear Likembe's.
Thank you. Oh. the 10th annual World Community Film Festival runs February 11th to 13th at Langara College in Vancouver. The film festival features 40 social justice and environmental documentaries set around the world and across the street, plus a social justice bazaar where audiences can connect with activist organizations. Schedule and ticket information are available at codevfilmfest.org. The World Community Film Festival, February 11th to 13th at Langara College.
All right, folks. I want to let you know what else is coming up for CITR today. After me, we've got News 101 at 5, Career Fast Track with Philippe at 6, Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at 6:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary at 7:30, and The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9, and Canada Post Rock with John at midnight, which is new on the schedule. Okay, couple more tracks by Poib Fair. Three of them. One of them is called Clamoring Water Walls, and the second one, Popping a Bubble When It Has Already Burst, and then Slow Sandstorm. And I've got all these off his Bandcamp website, which is totally available to all of you to check out, because there's tons of stuff on there. But I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to let you hear. Here is Clamoring Water Walls.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that's it for the rib for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Valentine's Day. Indeed. Anyway, have a good week, folks.
My dresses were all hand-me-downs and scraps.